More ideas on digital enhancement techniques. When using digital enhancement techniques, be certain that you are not distorting the data or producing a deceptive photograph. When using photo editing software with photomicrographs, it is necessary to avoid distorting the data. That is, with the improper use of photo editing software, it is possible to enhance a photograph in ways that are deceiving or produce false data and reduces the accuracy and validity of the photograph. The ideal way to avoid deception is to provide the original photographs along with the pictures that were treated with photo editing software in the same document. The photographs should be clearly labeled, indicating which photographs were digitally enhanced. I use this method in the photomicrographs I presented in this chapter. When space is limited, it may not even be necessary to provide the photograph that was not digitally enhanced. Just revealing that the image was digitally enhanced is another way of avoiding deception. This can include a brief statement explaining what changes are the results of digital enhancement. For example, you can state that the colors were changed with photo editing software to increase the contrast of the specimen. All of the above might be especially important when the photograph has been digitally enhanced to a very great degree. It is probably unnecessary when the photograph is only moderately enhanced, such as to crop out unwanted material, or to increase contrast in a way that does not distort the colors or shape of the specimen. The best method: digital camera, microscope, and computer hooked up together while taking photographs. I have found that one of the best methods of using digital photography with the light microscope is to have the camera hooked up to a computer when taking the photographs. When this is done, you can see the photographs enlarged on the computer screen as soon as the photograph is taken. This provides the opportunity of varying the exposure, the focus, the light intensity, the microscope, condenser and diaphragm, as well as many other settings, until you get the best possible image. Incidentally, all of this is quite economical, because digital photography does not require any expenditure for film or processing. When I used this technique, I sometimes take several dozen photographs of a specimen to obtain the best results. Doing this with conventional film could easily cost over $200 for film and processing, for one or two good photographs of a specimen. The limitations of the light microscope, and the alternatives: fluorescence microscope, electron scanning microscope. The magnification limitations of the light microscope: even with the best techniques and equipment, the conventional light microscope is limited in terms of magnification. Most sources put the upper limits of a light microscope at 1,000 to 1,200 times. However, I have found that you can actually get clear images and photographs significantly larger than that with the light microscope, but the detail is limited. When you go beyond 1,000 to 1,200 times with the conventional light microscope, you get what is called empty magnification. This means that you usually will not get any more data by going beyond the above limits, but sometimes you can get a more attractive and interesting photomicrograph. The limitations of the light microscope are the result of the wavelength of light, which is roughly in the range of 400 to 700 nanometers, depending on the color. By using light with shorter wavelengths, such as blue or violet, you can sometimes obtain more detail with a light microscope. However, the magnification is still relatively limited. The resolving power of a conventional light microscope is approximately 220 nanometers. Ultraviolet light and the fluorescence microscope: to obtain more than 1000x with the technology that is available at this time, it is necessary to use microscopes that utilize shorter wavelengths than visible light. The fluorescence microscope uses ultraviolet light, with wavelengths ranging from approximately 102 to 400 nanometers, and it has a resolution of about 110 nanometers. The ultraviolet light is converted to visible light when it is reflected off the specimen. This does not always happen with untreated specimens. Thus, it is usually necessary to use special fluorescence dyes that glow with visible light when they are exposed to ultraviolet light. This generally requires killing the specimen. The electron microscope: the electron microscope projects a beam of electrons, with a wavelength of about 0.005 nanometer, through a specimen. This is obviously a much shorter wavelength than the above. Its resolving power is about 1 nanometer, and it can magnify 100,000 times, and in some cases even more. The electron scanning microscope bounces a beam of electrons off the surface of a specimen, and it provides images that reveal the surface structure of the specimen. In a sense, the image that results from this type of microscope is similar to the image you obtain when you use reflected light with a light microscope. Of course, the electron scanning microscope can produce far more detail, and it can provide magnifications of 10,000 times or more. Does the preparation process covering the specimen with metal for electron microscopes produce distortions or reduce detail? The microscopes discussed above can provide magnifications of hundreds of times greater than the light microscope, but only with dead specimens that have been dried and covered with a thin layer of metal. This raises the question: does the metal or the preparation process distort the specimen? It probably does in some cases, and it almost certainly obscures or reduces some of the detail that would be visible if the metal covering was unneeded. However, with the current state of technology, the electron microscope and electron scanning microscope are the most powerful instruments available. Perhaps, new methods of observing microscopic structures will be developed that will not require a metal coating for great levels of magnification. This is at least theoretically possible, because a beam of electrons can pass through almost any tiny object. A beam of electrons can also at least theoretically be bounced off objects without metal coating, but perhaps not with a very great efficiency. However, this does not imply that a clear image can be obtained in this way, at least with our current technology. There are ongoing experiments throughout the world that involve new types of microscopes, which will become apparent when you examine the following websites. Websites on diverse aspects of microscope technologies. There are website links on this page that will not be verbalized.